bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, tis that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today. All right, so Travis Scott, he might be sued for his set design of his concerts. So I heard his concerts are actually really dope.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably why he won't be able to come here, because we can't hold it at the venue, can't hold all his production capabilities.
It looks crazy.
Yeah, so he might be sued for it. Tommy Lee, was he in the Motley Crue? Tommy Lee, the drummer guy, what was he in? I don't know. The one that married Pam Anderson.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, we'll just say Pam Tommy Anderson's husband, ex-husband, okay? Because that's how people know him anyway. So he said, I just found out that this effing idiot Travis Scott or someone on his team ripped off the 360 and the Crucify. Because he does this thing where he goes in a circle upside down when he's rapping. So he says, WTF, get an original idea, bro. And he said, I get that copying is a form of flattery, but this is just straight ripping off my ish. Then he told Travis to lawyer up. So the crazy thing is that Tommy Lee was taken to court in 2014 over that same exact set, but he won because he said the drums were an original concept. So I guess maybe he does have some rights. I don't know. Matt Barnes is coming for it all. Last time we talked about him, he won primary custody of his twin boys with Gloria Gavan, and she had to do anger management, all this other stuff. So now the natural next step for him would be to get a decrease in child support. So he's currently paying $20,000 a month, but he feels like $20,000 a month.
That's so, $240,000 a year.
Yeah, you do math very well, sir.
Damn right, I work with numbers.
So he feels like since he has them 71% of the time, he should pay less. He also, because he's retired, he should pay less. He makes around $150,000 a year. So he believes he should be paying about $2,800 a month per child, which would equal about $67,000 a year. That's almost half of what he makes.
Wow.
Right? It's kind of close.
Yeah.
Because he times it to be close to like
that's
140.
That's what he makes, but he got a few M's in the bank.
No, he does, but it's based on income, not what he has. And he seems to be taking good care of his kids. Keyword seems Instagram could do a lot of things, okay? That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But so we'll see how that goes. I think he's very aggressive right now because you just got custody. He's like, all right, now let's cut these checks in half. All right, so the feds tapped some of the ex-members of 6ix9ine's team. And the transcript is all over the internet. So one of the people who's locked up for him right now, Jamel or Mel Murda, he was heard saying that 6ix9ine was trying to dry snitch and kept saying F Treyway. His ex-manager, Shoddy, said, I'ma feed him, though, from what I read. I'ma feed him, mean feed him with bullets. That's a legend. So they said 6ix9ine fired everybody to try to separate himself from Treyway, and they agreed that he needed to be super-duper violated. That's a super and duper. Uh-huh. Missy Elliott, come get your coin, sis. All right, so even... So they said that with all the security keeps around him, like, that's the only way he'll be safe, but he can't afford to keep that up, like, at all times.
Right.
I mean, he's in jail now, so I don't... Well, that's before the hand, whatever. Yeah. So I also read on a few sites that DJ Academics is the Fed's informant, but I also saw on a reliable source that it's not true, that that's fake news. Take that with a grain of salt. I don't even want to believe that nonsense. Okay.
Bruh.
He has been talking a lot, though. Like, are you his spokesperson?
Bruh.
Settle down, bruh. So, moving on. Bobby Brown's sister. Speaking of spokesperson, this girl. Remember she spazzed on them back when the movie came out? So, she's spazzing again.
Oh,
back on Facebook. Facebook still got her. Let her have an account. I don't know. So, she said, my brother Bobby doesn't even own the Bobby Christina Serenity House. Remember the house that they announced for domestic violence victims, a nonprofit organization? So, she said his wife, who in the movie they painted like an angel.
Uh-huh.
She said, treated my niece horribly and owns that with her friends. The money is going into the wife's pockets. She said they don't care about Bobby Christina and she thinks that they helped kill her.
What?
I throw my hands up. I don't know what to say. She said that Bobby Brown's wife actually made sure he had a tour set up on purpose to keep him from Bobby Christina's bedside so she can finish her whole plot. Then she said, you going straight to hell.
Wow.
I just want to know, because I don't want to say, she just lying, but I would like to see a mental evaluation just so I know that she's not, like, what's her history? Like, have you always been like this? Like, are you speaking truth right now because you're the only one saying it? I just want to know what's going on, because it's no shade, sis. I just want to know. A hug. It's the type of hug. I don't want nothing. No negativity, okay? All right, so lastly, y'all didn't see this. Last night, Safari and Erica Mena were at a Brooklyn Nets game together at the Barclays Center wearing matching fur coats. For those of you who don't know, Erica Mena is from Love & Hip Hop New York. She messed with DJ Envy while he was married. No shade. Rich Dollaz and Sam Santana, both from Love & Hip Hop New York. And she was engaged to Bow Wow for a little while, which ended kind of crazy. And then most recently, she dated Cliff Dixon, who's a basketball player. So I wouldn't have even imagined when they were on... what is that? So, Scared Famous. They liked each other. Well, he liked her, but it seemed like he liked her, but she wasn't really messing with him. But I don't know. Recently, he tweeted, "Falling in love with a woman is a gift from God." And then she said, "Wow, a man who was loved by his mother correctly, growing up as a man that is like no other. WTF? This is what I've been missing."
Strip.
And you know his mother don't play, so that could be a very good hint that it's a party. But I mean, they were out together last night, looking real cuddly, buddly, wearing matching jackets and all of that. So I don't know. Mm. Is this a plot for Love and Hip Hop? Like, what are y'all trying to? Is this storyline information? Because you know, Safari be a coast to coast on Love and Hip Hop. Okay. No shade, bro. You know what I'm saying? The pic was nice. But what you doing out here?
What
are you doing? That's it for the team.
All right, good. Good. All right, we're done.
We're done.
We're done. Good.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.